Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
For Senator John Edwards, a Democrat from Roanoke, the concern over the Atlantic Coast Pipeline and the Mountain Valley Pipeline is not just about politics. It's about preserving groundwater and protecting the rights of landowners and basic safety.
Keep in mind the pipelines leak. They all leak. People are not aware of that. They leak all the time, and they have to check them all the time. And all you need is a leak and a spark, and bam, you have a forest fire.
That's why Edwards and two other Democrats from Southwest Virginia are pushing a handful of bills designed as a response to the controversial pipelines. Delegate Chris Hurst, a Democrat from Blacksburg, says lawmakers need to protect people who own land in the path of the pipeline from having surveyors randomly show up on their property.
We want to make sure that landowners are at the table and not on the menu when it comes to the surveying process for these pipeline projects, and there's going to be more of them to come. Don't let anybody fool you.
Delegate Sam Rasool, a Democrat from Roanoke, has two bills that would strengthen the power of the State Water Control Board. He says the board should not be a rubber stamp for approving permits without serious consideration. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.